Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can join in, visit nerdyshow.com. Last time on Gloomtown.
There are two banks. There's the Sinaka and the Fron.
Once this province is opened to the real might of the Akhenoten Empire, this will be the city that we all know it can be.
I have heard that the honey, wink, flows freely here, and that it's becoming quite a bit of liquid gold, I would say.
Sub-governor, he set up a rotation. All the proper town citizens supply a family member, or two or three, to the fort in rotation.
A revolt?
They got mad and burned the place down.
Well, chop chop, fellows, wake up.
I feel terrible. Ugh.
Cal would, I imagine, go over and start poking and prodding it in, looking for any after symptoms since he's been so concerned.
Keep your hands to yourself for once, okay? Just let me work this out.
And she gets up and she looks at her dress and she's like, ugh, it's like dirty and stinky. The urban exploration she got up to last night.
Corporal, where are you, Corporal?
Since last time, because of work considerations, Doug cannot join us. We are instead joined by our friend Amanda.
Yay!
She's a girl.
I hope you're not outrageously offended by what I assume every woman sounds like and acts like.
And is.
I'm really interested to kind of hear what you... Oh, yeah.
I think I'm doing them all justice. I think this character is very representative of the entire female population.
I feel you'll be getting the call I designed her. From feminism tomorrow.
They're just going to say, we're done. Thank you. You did it.
Yeah, yeah. I await my award.
Representation is over.
Yes.
Patriarchy thank you, boys. Has been taken down.
Yeah.
All thanks crumbled. To Nin.
All thanks to a guy.
Yeah. Straight white male. Brought down the system. You see one bed is empty, neatly made, with a what looks like a letter laying on top.
Well, Regibald is going to promptly go over there and read the note.
Okay. You see the handwriting of... I should have.
Bentley.
Yes, I erased his name, sir.
Yes. He doesn't exist anymore.
He is dead to us.
You see a note from Bentley. It says,
dear comrades. No. Dear friends. I regret to inform you that I have received a private order from my father's former squadmate, General Kolrath. I am to be discharged immediately to return home to Akhenosh with all haste. My father is dying. As his only heir, I am to see to the events of the next few months personally. Although my heart has been captivated by the rustic wonders of Deerwit Snarf, it is you, my compatriots, whom I will miss the most. If you ever find yourselves in the capital, do pay a visit. Most sincerely, Bentley... No, Lord Bentley Garrison.
Cal, great news.
Yes?
You're getting a field promotion.
Is that so, sir?
You're a corporal now. In fact, you're my corporal.
Well, it's nice to have it official.
What do I get?
Water. You look like you need water.
I do need water.
I concur.
I would like to ring the little bell.
Plus one momentum to Liam for that. And the little bell is sitting in the toilet.
I believe you're right. Like, never mind. I don't ring the bell.
I forgot about that bit.
Is there a basin with water around?
Yeah, anywhere? You have a bathroom.
I grab a flagon of water for Nin.
Yes.
So thank you, and I'll be back in a little bit.
And she takes off with a little bundle of her clothes and stuff, and she's going to go drink some water and change.
You hear knocking at the door.
Come in.
Oh, I see two. Are they taking a bath?
One is indisposed, yes.
Okay, yeah, there was a commotion in the night, but I was very much asleep. I pray I did not miss the bell. If you could let me please see the bell. It is my bell that I lent you.
I'm sure it's around here somewhere. Anyway.
Yes.
We need to prepare traveling arrangements.
Whenever you're ready, I thought.
All right.
I mean, I just have the guy waiting. If you want to leave now, you could eat breakfast.
As soon as my subordinate is ready, we'll be on our way. Breakfast does sound nice, though, doesn't it, Cal?
Yes, I think it's a good idea before a journey.
I have many kebabs, as you requested. You were very adamant last night about kebabs, and I've brought them for your breakfast.
Sounds fine.
Which kebabs?
No, we don't eat those kind of kebabs, sir. I'm sorry.
All right, then.
Yes, regular kebabs. Is that fine? I mean...
The non-exotic
kebabs. I don't want to intrude.
Cal just nods emphatically.
No, it's fine. I'll get the other ones. You sit down. Claps his hands and more servants come in with a breakfast.
Breakfast kebabs. It's just like a fried egg on a stick. So I would imagine,
it's just
like
corn dogs.
Egg, potato, and sausage on a kebab. In fact, that
sounds fantastic.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Would the egg stay on a kebab?
Hard boiled.
Yeah.
Okay, hard boiled.
You could also...
Are we talking about a scotch egg?
You could get scrambled in there if you try hard.
That would be an after the fact thing, though. Like you wouldn't cook it with the egg on it.
No.
Yeah. I feel like a skewer with like five scotch eggs would do you.
Oh, that would be great.
How big is this skewer? That's not big enough.
Five eggs long.
It's a yardstick.
that's over a foot is definitely long enough to put five scotch eggs on it.
I've only ever eaten massive scotch eggs.
So Nin comes out fully dressed, mm-hmm. tightening her sword belt with an empty flagon of water.
Okay, that's. Where's Bentley? Where is he? What's he doing?
Bentley has returned to his home unexpectedly.
He left? Or he was, like, teleported?
He left.
Oh, okay. Huh. Shame.
I quite agree, Nin. Although I do have a new second in command, and I'm very happy about that.
Yes, please eat, and if I don't know when you want to leave, is there anything else you want to do in our fine city? You are very much expected at Fort Odorax, but...
I think we'll be eating and then making a fast goodbye.
Excellent, excellent. I will make sure it's all prepared. We had some unpleasantness in the lower areas last night, and I think the better off get this done.
You think you had unpleasantness in your lower areas? Ugh.
Very good. That's a poop joke, I think.
Quite, yes.
Yes, poop.
Poop. Oh, yes. Thank you. And he just bows out.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I'll log that one away.
You're eating your breakfast in your little quarters. You were in a barracks for many men who are not there. It was the four of you in a barracks for at least like 25, 30. So there's like a dining area.
Real quick, but yes. Before we leave the barracks... Do we want to retrieve his bell just to give it back to him and know that he's going to have that bell?
Do you have gloves?
I don't know, actually. I would assume we have gloves. If it's cold enough for coats.
I'm sure there's a rag to be found.
Yeah.
Amongst our implements.
Yeah.
I hand him the flagon. Yeah,
you dip it in. I mean, I don't know. I'm not drinking out of it anymore.
No. No, it's weird.
Scooping up the bell.
I mean, I have a spear.
It's a bell scoop.
Nin, would you be kind enough to take this rag and retrieve that bell so we could gift it back to our friend?
Yeah, you're being a bunch of babies. Come on, it's for real. All right, fine.
And she does it. She's made of rot. What does she care?
Yeah.
She's,
I like to think the three of you are standing around a toilet, like a rag, a spear. Like, you guys enjoy your breakfast. You will be going upstairs. Turning a corner, you'll be in the courtyard where you had spoken to some of the soldiers.
All right. Are we ready to move out?
Is Gregor escorting us the whole way? Or did
Gregor left.
Okay. As we passed him by, Cal takes the bell from Nin and just kind of tosses it at Gregor and keeps walking.
Gregor catches it and he's like, oh, thank you. Thank you for returning my bell. And, you know, it means a lot to me. I know you would never abuse it in any way. And I could see that about you.
You should give it a kiss. You know, just to show us how much you love it.
Gregor, he's a servant. He's like, okay. And he kisses the bell.
Very good.
Yes.
Yes, very thank good. That was the thank most you. Enjoyable thing I have seen all day.
Nin is just grinning ear to ear.
He gives it another little smooch.
Cal has his pipe, like, in his teeth as always, and there's just, like, a snorting cloud of smoke goes up in front of him as he's walking.
You're basically at the entrance of this little courtyard. You see a wagon not pulled by Adillo.
Boo.
Yeah.
What's it being pulled by?
Two Brookies.
Oh, okay.
Brookies are dog horses. There's a surly young man sitting at the reins.
Atolden?
Atolden. There's a blue flag with a silver crescent moon flying from the wagon. And Gregor, he says, yes, I do apologize. The river does not allow for ships to get to where you're going. It is a two-day journey. We feel this would be the most comfortable way for you to travel to the fort.
Ships aren't going there anymore? Is there a reason?
It's too shallow. The rivers are, I don't want to use the word insane, but insane would be a good word to use. I won't, but you could.
I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't?
It would have been very rude, yes.
It might have gotten us scared.
Yes, it's a very snake-like, constantly going in and out. There's not really any way for a Navy ship to get in there. You could wait a few days and see if a local would take you, but we feel this wagon would get you there quite comfortably.
Frankly, I'd spend enough time on the water.
The wagon is going to Fort Ordorax anyway, and the lieutenant will be good company. He will take you right where you need to go.
Nin just throws her duffel in the back, starts climbing in.
Yeah, there's supplies, stuff, but there's plenty of room for you to climb in. And one more companion. The sub-governor has requested that you bring a specialist.
So I'm sitting inside the wagon, right?
Yes.
Okay, very happy to be inside the wagon because I am ready to go. You see the back of her very red head in a beautiful white mane. Or mohawk, rather. You can kind of see the tufts of her long ear hair.
What beast?
A red river hog.
How tall is she?
About 6'7".
Does it look... Does it look like she could crush me with her thighs?
She would enjoy it.
I would, too.
There are several busted watermelons.
Was she Gallagher?
Nin already has that corner locked down there, Reg.
Are you interested, Nin?
Nin's interested in everyone.
Kel just has a stock of penicillin to follow Nin around.
You think all year
only
are just
one
like...
stock?
Nin just kind of is like, ugh. And she sits down. And it's like,
why do you sit next to me, flappy creature?
I like meeting new people. And you just seem so interesting. My name is Nin.
And she holds out her little black hand.
I'm like half a hoof.
You have hands.
Yeah, you got hands.
You have hands.
It's the dogs that have hooves.
She's wearing the fetish gloves that turn her hands into hooves.
It's the dogs that have hooves. It's true, but it's a fucking weird sense.
It is.
I'm not really interested in shaking hands, but I will participate in this social gesture.
Ah, Nin, who do we have here?
This, my dear sergeant, is...
They call me Hoda.
Hoda, she's very friendly, and what is it you're doing?
I work construction.
Construction.
Have you come to work?
Definitely came to work, but not in this little.
What are we in? What is this called?
A wagon.
What is this called?
Yeah.
I almost said caravan.
A Dodge caravan.
But not in the wagon.
It's a very fancy Uber. Cal climbs up in his usual routine, grab the pipe, sit down, try to ignore what's happening around him.
All right, driver, I do believe we're all in.
All right, here we go now. We got about 2 days, so
buckle yourself in and we'll drive down this road for 2 days.
Buckles?
Ooh. Yeah, what are buckles? Like on my shoes?
Yes, tie your shoes.
Very good.
Do you strap yourselves down often?
As often as possible, I guess.
I like to sit back and think of Akinosh.
It's a more common occurrence than I would like, but yes, they both do.
I like that in Liam's accent, in Reggie's accent and his statements, he's gone from being a 1940s newscaster.
I know.
To a Mayflower pilgrim.
Where is this wagon headed?
This wagon is headed to Fort Odorax, which is about a two-day road journey.
Oh, damn. It's like 2 miles. Shit, two get miles. Out.
No.
Like, we'll walk. Fuck it.
Yeah. It's 2 miles, but it's a real weird 2 miles, you know?
It's straight vertical.
Yeah.
We're just standing behind a line of other wagons.
Anyway, so there's a pig sitting in a van.
Yes, there are 5 people on a wagon.
Uh-huh.
Chevy Astro.
There's a Tolden in a uniform of the city guard. A little fancier than you've seen before, riding on the baseboard, getting the brookies in line, keeping on track. You guys are just sitting in the back on some gear. Looks like some supplies going to the fort.
Is he handsome? In uniform?
Yes. Dude's hot.
Nin kind of like scooches around Hoda.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
She kind of like tugs at his... I'm assuming he's wearing tails.
Tunic?
Tails of his... very handsome uniform.
Are you twisting his buttons?
Oh, well, I assume I'm behind him.
Yes. There can be buttons on the back. In fact, the tailcoat, the buttons on.
You can reach just around.
These two claws cover.
I'm GGG. I'll reach around anytime.
And she says, excuse me. What was your name?
My name's Uther.
I just had to say, these colors.
Yeah?
Look great on you.
I just made lieutenant here.
Wow.
Yeah.
She fans herself.
That's pretty good.
Lieutenant. And she looks at Sergeant. She's like, Sergeant, Lieutenant.
Oh, are you a sergeant?
Don't compare me to the toy soldier.
I used to be a sergeant, you know, then I got promoted.
How many men do you command?
He just starts counting on fingers. 10.
Yeah, he's not a lieutenant. Don't worry about it.
Well, he said, you got the badge, though.
Yeah, right? It says lieutenant right here.
Let me see. Look, it says lieutenant.
He pulls off the badge and...
I can hold it?
Yeah, you want to hold it?
Yeah, I'd love to hold
it. Oh, you can hold it.
Nin, does it look like it came out of a Cracker Jack box?
I don't know what that means. And she like looks at it pretty close. She's like, but yeah, it kind of does.
My dear, does it look like it came from the undergovernor?
She turns it over and it says, made in undergovernor's office.
Then it's useless.
By order of the undergovernor, subgovernor of...
She hands it back to him very politely. They're just jealous. Because I'm not giving them attention.
I understand, you know, a lot of people have been jealous, you know, since the sub-governor made me a lieutenant. Doesn't matter.
You're right. You're very mature.
I've been, you know, this will be my 5th time going to the fort, you know, and that changes a, that can change a man.
I can see you sit with such presence.
Have you been to the fort?
I've not.
Oh, well, let me just say it's a doozy. I don't want to use the hard language there.
Okay. Thanks for warning me.
You know, there's a lady back there.
And she looks back at Hoda and is, yes, there at least one.
Yeah, she looks like she could really hold a man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I bet she could, especially if you're a watermelon.
And she, like, just kind of nods to the broken watermelons on the floor, crushed by her thighs.
Do you have extra watermelon?
Nope, they're all crushed and thrown out.
Any grapefruit?
There's about 2 days of watermelon back there. You guys should all be...
No more watermelon.
Oh, oh. <They're>, okay.
They have an embedded seedless watermelon, so there's just holes in the roof where they've shot up.
Who can spit these the farthest?
For generations, watermelons just grow on that road, and there's folktales of them.
The mighty guff who paved the road with food.
Nin, stop bothering that man.
All right. Hey, if you have some free time, I'm... all ears. And she like wiggles her giant ears.
He's like, well, we're riding on a wagon to Fort Odorak, so time is a thing that I have.
I have work to do though, so I'm gonna back away.
Oh, okay. You gotta work on what the emperor tells you to, right? You know, the sub-governor, he's doing a good thing here.
And then walks, scuttles, sits next to Cal, crosses her arms with a humph, tries not to be obvious about it, but looks at Hoda kind of jealous.
As this is going underway, we have 2 days. Is there any thing that we can do to be useful in those 2 days while we're traveling?
So if it's not insubordinate, I don't feel a particular need to be useful to these people in any way.
Hmm. Nin, do you have any ideas of how we could perhaps best use our time?
I always have some ideas to fill time.
Do any of them not involve fraternization?
No.
What's the least involved?
Just a handy? Yeah.
I won't look him in the eyes.
God damn it. Perhaps our traveling companion might have more information about what's going on. She doesn't seem to be as brainwashed as everyone else. Nin, you have a rapport with her. Do you think you could maybe get her to open up a little?
I think that's a splendid idea.
Okay.
Really speak with her woman to woman.
I haven't really talked about this a lot, but like, I don't have a lot of experience dealing with other women. Okay, all right, it's fine. Okay, so I'm
only friends with guys because women are terrible.
I was raised in a tower for 30 years.
Are you Rapunzel?
Pretty much, okay. But without anything useful.
Except for death magic.
Yeah, she has death
except
magic.
Except for death magic. Nothing useful.
I would
except
rank
for death magic.
Death magic so much higher on the list than annoying magical hair that's just a mile long.
No princes came to rescue her, though. Her master just died, and then she left. So
that's because she likes to keep everything down below clean shaven.
Right. So she's... She's
that
like,
would be awful. Like, it would just be a body covered in hair.
Vagina.
And a triangle of bare, weird skin. It's the same reason I don't shave.
God damn it.
Nin gets up and she moves over close to Hoda. And she's like, Hoda, I notice you're wearing some really interesting clothes here. Is this all for work?
This may be foreign to you, but I wear your work clothes. What do you do, tiny useless creature?
All right, first, let me just forgive me. I've never chosen my own clothes before. So
this is the direction you go?
No, the military, the marshals, the Akhenoshan government just tells me to wear a uniform. So Nin leans over and turns a little bit and shows off her shoulder cape that she has that nobody else has. She's like, this means I do magic. And there's like a little skull embroidered on the bottom. And it's not the nice kind.
Not the nice kind of magic trick?
Never learned the nice kind.
It's death magic as opposed to bringing in a small sun onto the enemies.
So you
really need to light a fire.
Oh, it's fire. That's life magic. No, it's not.
It's like a screwdriver, yeah. Right? This one's more like a grenade.
Okay, I get it.
You don't really use it for anything else.
It's a gun covered in cyanide.
Yeah.
So you don't do the trick where the handkerchief that come out your mouth over and over and over again?
I've never even seen it. Do you know that?
No.
Are you a wizard?
I make things disappear sometimes.
Here, hold on. And she like pulls out a pile of coins from different areas and just puts them in your hand and goes, what do you know? Show me. You have to explain what
you have to say because no one can see you.
Hoda obviously takes them and puts them in her budge, which is her bosom, as where money goes.
That was...
What money you speak of?
That was a good trick.
No tricks.
I feel tricked.
Let's say +2 momentum to both of you. Okay. Exchange, that was great.
Hoda, do you know anything about the place we're going to?
The fort?
Yeah.
It is weak.
Structurally or like morale?
Structurally.
And she like looks at Reggie for like permission to recruit, kind of. She thinks that's why she was done. That's why she was put in this position.
Reggie does not understand that, but you don't say anything, and he just gives you a thumb up, like, yeah, you're talking good.
Okay.
She hasn't hit you yet. That's a first.
Okay. And she puts her hand on your leg. Slick. Sticky, I'm sure, with watermelon juice.
And like, you start picking the seeds out of my thighs.
Yeah.
You're chewing on them.
You don't seem like you're caught up in this, like... love for the sub-governor. And we're a man down.
Keep talking, small creature.
I just feel like... And she, like, picks up another seed and kind of chucks it. I just feel like, you know, someone of your stature. And she flicks it at Reggie to be like, pay attention to what's happening right now. And then she puts a second hand on your knee to, like, lean forward. And, like, she kind of, like, props up her breasts a little bit, even though there's no cleavage, because this is a double-breasted outfit.
And she goes, listeners, mind you, this badass tits. It's right. very important
it's
for you to know.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
I think maybe we could pay you a little more.
A little more than who?
The sub-governor.
I have one more seat I need you to get, though.
Okay, hold on.
I bring my knee up to my chin.
And she goes, okay, no problem. And she's, like, looking. She doesn't see it, so she, like, looks at Cal, and she kind of, like, gives, like, a half shrug, like, I don't... Do you see it?
Cal is smoking his pipe and just shakes his head vehemently, like, you leave me out of this.
And then she looks at Reggie, she's like, I see it. Do you see a seed?
Din?
And she just grabs a piece of fur and yanks it out. I got it.
That was the seed I was looking for, delicate creature.
This has gotten so oddly sexual.
You're welcome.
She reminds me of every Greyhound bus I've ever been on, though.
So after a little while of riding in silence, she's like, excuse me. And she goes and like sits next to Reggie and says, I think she'll take direction.
Could you please rephrase that less sexually, please, Nin?
No.
Okay. Very good.
I don't know what I did wrong, so I can't correct it.
My dear, I would say everything about that interaction was awkward and sexual, and we do not have enough time on this ride to go over all the things you should have done differently, but I am curious as to where we landed. Is this a potential ally? What, or a sexual partner? What are we doing, my dear?
Also, just for future reference, if you want to have pork chops, just do it in an enclosed space far away from us.
She puts her hands on her hips. A little sass.
Now. We don't need to watch, is all I'm saying.
I did not ask to be put in that position. And I think you all are intimidated by a strong woman. That's the real issue here.
No. It's just I don't need that visual.
Then you find the goddamn seed.
I think the seed might have been a euphemism for an anatomical object you were meant to find.
And she... closes her eyes and goes, oh,
I should have known that, though. That's the one thing I should have got.
Again, not in public. We represent the government.
The flap's closed. You can look away.
We are inside the flap with you.
And let's be real. I've got swamp ass. So there's no way she doesn't.
It's the fur, isn't it?
No, it's the heat.
And the fur combined.
Stop. Listen, you don't know. I recognize that you don't realize how that's offensive, but if we could lay off the fur comments, I would really appreciate it.
I'm glad that you're like a lady. How many hours? And you're like, check your male privilege.
Yeah. Okay. So she's like, okay. I mean, I don't talk about all your weird wrinkles and stuff like that. Look, can we just... I'm sorry. Can we just start over? I'm just in a bad mood.
Okay, I'm just... Also, fur is an insulator. I would just assumed it would make things more difficult in the heat, but perhaps better in cooler climates.
Maybe... Okay. I'm not an expert, but I don't sweat the way you do.
Ooh, really?
No.
I was unaware of that.
Well, the fur... It should be. It's kind of an indicator.
Of what? I'm not a biologist. I'm a sergeant.
She has a point, sir. She would be more or less matted and covered in water at all times if she sweated the way we did.
I've never thought of that,
dear sir.
Well, I can't
say that I had either.
Do you lazy people only talk about sweat? Do you talk about work ever?
Miss, what was your name again?
Hoda.
We have 2 days to kill and not very much to do, so if you would please... at least remain civil.
Well, I suppose we could put a party together, find the seed.
You've turned on me, Cal. You've betrayed me.
It is the first night. You pull over on the wagon. You're still on the main road. It's kind of forested. Doesn't seem too dangerous. The lieutenant is not too worried about it. He just starts taking things off the wagon and making a camp.
Lieutenant?
Yeah, there.
I was wondering how we were going to do a watch for the night, if you'd want to be included.
Yeah, I could do the watch. I was gonna stay up. You guys want to help here?
Well, you know, I figured we would take watches.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was gonna drive all day tomorrow, but yeah, let's do that. What are we, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? What are we, 1, 2, 3, what, 1, 2, 3? What do you want to do there?
Hoda, would you be interested in taking a watch? It is work.
I always watch, even when I sleep.
Hoda,
that is
impressive. You're terrifying. I just want you to know that.
Well, I would like to take the first watch.
Have we seen Hoda's weapon yet?
No. I thought that I would be sitting next to my weapon.
You never described it.
It could be wrapped in cloth.
Could be wrapped in cloth. So with my
How about you don't reveal it?
Like, it's in my pack with my small... I have a small pack.
How's it I don't fit think it would fit.
So don't you have a giant warhammer that's in?
It is 90% hammer, 5% food.
Yeah, just say that it's...
The
that
other
it's...
5%, I can't. So I have no idea.
You could say, like, it's a very long thing wrapped up. Or whatever. Yeah.
Watermelon seeds.
Very Again, tall watermelon
Gallagher.
Seed bag.
Gallagher. This all works
it's,
out.
It's a hammer and there's watermelon.
All right, yeah.
It's called the seed.
Yeah.
It's called the planter.
I would like to take first watch. Who would like to take second?
I'll take second there.
All right.
Anybody take me a little while to get everything set up here? You gonna make a list?
I think
or?
We need to make more watches, I'd assume.
Oh. I need my beauty sleep. I think, Cal, could I lean on you for this one?
What number of watch are we on?
Three.
Three. I think four is good.
Gotcha. Yeah, I will take the third watch.
Thank you. I'm still feeling pretty rough after last night.
Hoda, are you a morning person? Could you take fourth watch?
Fourth watch is fine. Fourth watch is good.
Very good. Do we need to gather firewood or should we forage?
You're on watch. Let me handle the fire. I gotta. You know, I was prepared to come this way by myself anyway.
Well, very good.
So let me get some dinner cooking up here. You guys like fish?
Love it.
When in Whitsnuff, I guess.
It will do.
All right, wagon is pulled off on the road. There's a little clearing. There's a fire with some stumps pulled up to it. Fire, there's fish is cooking. I'm not used to having a bunch of people around, you know. You know, being a lieutenant, you know, you're not supposed to fraternize with the... With the troops, but I think I can make an exception.
Nin puts her hand on his knee and goes, I would love that.
Okay, yeah. Like, I'm feeling real opened up by all of you, and I appreciate you being the way you are.
Lieutenant, I must say, this food is quite enjoyable.
Well, thank you. I've come from Whitsnarf. You get fish. We're all in the Akinosh, you know, forces. Doing what we can for the good of the Empire. Far be it from me to hold out a couple fish for some fellow soldiers.
Regibald undoes a few buttons on his double-breasted coat, lets one side kind of hang down, breathe out a little bit.
Ooh.
Any nibbles?
Well, Seven. What kind of stories would you be interested in hearing?
You got some military stories. I got some military stories. I've been in some shit.
Oh, regale us with a tale of battle.
Yes, tell us about all the splinters on the wagons that you have gotten, sir.
Ah, see, he's saying I haven't seen the battle because I'm driving a wagon. That's what he's doing there.
Well spotted.
Is he always a dick or is he just,
We have always found Cal's dry sense of humor enjoyable and it helps morale.
Oh, we don't have many dry things in Whitsnarf, so maybe I just didn't recognize it there.
Well, except for maybe your wife. Am I right?
Hey-o!
No, that's just joshing. You're a very attractive man.
I know.
I'm saying.
I can't afford a wife, but I'm going to get there one day. You know, this Ford thing's being pretty lucrative so far.
Oh, so you're single.
How much do you usually pay for a wife?
Well, it's not so much pay for a wife. You just got to prove to her family that you're, you know, financially viable. The Sanaka clan, you know, we do a lot of banking. So, you know, there's banking rules and all kinds of things going on there, you know.
Now, I've never... used a bank? Never used a bank. Why would I? I guess is my question.
Okay, you you give us your money.
Okay.
And we watch it.
Hmm.
And when you come back to get it, we'll give it back to you plus a little bit more.
Oh. That part was lost on me.
Plus, let's say you're out in the woods and you get robbed, right? Your money's gone.
Okay.
But if you got it in the bank, we don't get robbed.
Banks don't get robbed?
Not our bank.
She, like, looks at Cal and she's like, that actually that sounds really great.
They can be quite useful, but I would be interested to know exactly how you avoid your banks getting robbed.
Well, the Whitsnarf Guard, we're, you know, we're nothing to sneeze at.
I don't want to offend you.
Yeah.
I did sneeze in front of some of your guards.
Huh.
But you didn't sneeze at them, did you, Nin?
I don't know that I can...
Did they bless you?
No.
Oh, do you remember their names?
We were not on close terms.
Where were they standing?
In front of the bank.
Oh, he just starts writing down demotions and demerits. You're telling me you're a stranger in our town. You sneeze and they didn't say bless you. That's not the kind of guard I want in my town.
You know, I'd hate for anybody to be in trouble.
I mean, there's one thing of, like, hacking off an enemy's head. There's another part of being rude.
But you were going on about your war record?
Oh, as I've said, I've been to the fort 4 times before. You know, I did my time. I had a couple relatives who paid me, gave me nice things to do their time for them.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a young man. Why am I going to turn that kind of thing down? I made some, hefty little profit there.
Do you have any scars? Any foes slain?
If you consider them people, yeah, there are some pretty good foes there. You know, they like to come in and attack at night. They're real vicious. Is there a word that's like scum but worse?
Sub-governor.
Cow.
Cow. Cow with that humor there? Definitely momentum for Cow. He's making jokes about things he normally wouldn't joke about. You're a real funny man over there, funny man.
Well, I do try. Now,
he's just writing down his notebook.
Correct me if I'm misunderstanding.
I will.
You are saying the Tectani. You're saying that the Tectani raid this fort in the evenings. Is that a common occurrence? Are they aggressive?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're always coming at us. You know, we're just trying to peacefully live our lives in the fort. They're always up to something. But, you know.
You say peacefully, but we have been tasked to aggressively investigate the Tectani Hive. That does not seem like the actions of a peaceful group.
You say investigate. Do you mean with, like, a torch?
That would be the type of investigation that it was implied we should be partaking in.
If that's the case, I am very glad that the governor sent you, he's a powerful man. If he got you guys to do some things, this is going to be a good future. We go out on patrol, they murder the patrol, that kind of thing. It's a lot of that kind of shit.
Now, would your patrol happen to be going into the hive and maybe murdering children, or are you just minding your own business in the forest?
What happens on patrol is what's stated by the officer on patrol. You know, things happen.
Ah, yes. I'm familiar with that.
An Akinosh army goes out. They tell everyone else what to do. If they don't do what they tell them to do, what are you supposed to do?
And nothing bad ever happens when the army gets involved.
Are you sure this guy is in the army, or is he just like some guy you found?
He's a marshal, sir, not a soldier. He's an officer of the law.
Ah, I'm a soldier. See, that's where we're coming off different there.
Yes, you are a soldier.
So anyway, the Tectani, they come in at night, and you gotta keep stabbing them. And don't, he starts to, like, shiver, just don't ever stop stabbing them.
And Nin kind of, like, pulls her sword off of her hip and looks at him. She's like, yeah?
Nin, not you. No. You tend to make things rot from the inside out. That is your sword. That's the sword of your mind.
You have an adorable toothpick.
Thank you. I don't know what it does. Everybody seems to be pretty scared of me using this thing, and I just gotta tell you, I'm itching for it. I gotta find out.
So in there, this death magic sounds like you could do some business.
I don't want to brag, but it's pretty cool.
You know, I don't want to be telling tales out of school, but I hear they're sitting on some Dairin.
Oh, and that's good. And she looks at Cal and Reggie.
And they nod like, yes, that is.
Yes, good, because we all want Dairin.
This is just I feel like it's a modern time for Witsnarf. You know, we're moving out of the past. Can we all agree that we all just want to be better at our jobs there?
Absolutely.
Living long enough to retire does sound quite nice.
So I feel like your special talents could help us speed up a process.
Yeah?
And isn't that all what we're looking for?
Just point me in the right direction. I mean, come on.
I tried pointing you in the right direction earlier.
I just feel like I'm chomping at the bit here. And she, like, points at a tree near the edge, and you see, like, ghostly white wisps come out of her hand and then reach out and tap the tree, and all the leaves fall off.
Whoa. Can you, like, do that to, like, creatures?
Oh, yeah. All their leaves will fall off for sure.
Holy shit. Because you guys have all been, you, Sarge, you look like you were in the army. You were actually in an actual army there with us.
12 years, yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I, you know, it's been...
Four campaigns
for me. This will be my fifth. Can you believe that?
Yes. Oh, yes. A trip to a fort is a campaign. Quite.
Yeah, it's been like 3-4 years. Jeez.
Hmm. Yes.
Time flies when you're killing bugs. You ever killed a bug?
No, I tended to kill mostly Guff, honestly, but...
He's doing his part.
I served in the trade wars between the city-states and Akinosh.
Oh, wow. That sounds important.
It wasn't, really. They negotiated. It's all settled now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so anyway, you guys look like the balls of a brookie.
I hope that's a compliment.
Is this a world we still spay and neuter?
Live your dreams.
Well, Lieutenant, if you feel like going to bed, I'll wake you in 2 hours.
Ah, I think I'll go get some sleep there. Tucks himself into his bedroll. Good night, Sarge.
Good night, Uther.
Good night, Uther. Good night. Hey. Good night, Cal.
Good night, my dear.
Good night, there, Hoda. Hoda, you have a good night?
Good night. All right, first watch.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
That's never a good way to start a sentence.
As a side first GM note, I don't have to have anything happen, right?
Correct.
Nope. Do I need to roll for it?
Nope.
If you don't want anything to happen, don't roll for it. If you want maybe something to happen, you can make let chaos be your guide.
And if you do want something to happen, you also don't have to roll for it.
Yeah. Or you could even roll, know that you have nothing intended, and just roll to fuck with us. I do that all of the time.
And it drives me crazy. So if you could not do that, please don't. It's 12 dice. Okay.
Oof. Nothing happens.
So everyone's sleeping, so I'm polishing my hammer, which I call Peter Gabriel.
That's one momentum.
Hoda. Good morning.
Do I smell sweet of watermelon? Well, also, why is this wagon full of watermelon?
You made that happen.
Yeah. You said a thing, it became true.
That's how this game works.
I said I could, and then all of a sudden there's watermelon everywhere.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
That's a lesson in caution. You said watermelons, we ended up talking about your butthole. Like, if you just gotta be careful.
Yeah, hold on, she put her butthole in the mix.
Because we were thinking clitoris.
But
I'm never talking about starfruit, ever.
We were all thinking clitoris, I think.
Yeah.
We were all thinking clitoris.
I think even Amanda was thinking clitoris until she's like, I'm going to say butthole.
Threw everyone for a loop.
Yeah. Y'all forget the lady butthole.
No, I never. I very explicitly on this podcast never forgot the lady butthole.
No, there's the butthole.
Yeah.
And then there's the lady butthole. It's a second butthole. Yeah, the more feminine butthole.
That's the one I eat.
You tell me there's four tubes? I've been living my whole life thinking three tubes. There's four tubes?
Dude, there's seven tubes. Oh, you were living in a three-tube world?
Yeah.
Man, I have some shit to show you.
He thinks we're like Johnny Mnemonic of being like, we opened up the internet and we're making phone calls with our hands and visors.
He just rubs the pussy and like another panel comes open and I'm like, it can do that?
The lady butthole.
All right, Lieutenant Uther, is there anything we need to do before packing
you guys,
up?
Let's get this wagon. You guys want to pick up your bedrolls, put them back? I am the lieutenant. I don't want to do that for you. Yeah, Sarge, you take care of that, and I'll get the brookies ready to get moving there. You see, Uther goes over. He's getting the wagon ready. He looks up at the blue flag over the wagon with a Silver Crescent Moon on it, gives it a salute, and just gets ready for the get the wagon moving.
Cal just watches that go down and is just seething inside.
You all ready to get back on a wagon? We should be there. You know, we say 2-day trip, but we should be there by tonight, I think.
Sounds good. Moving.
Sooner the better.
You're in a wagon, continuing on down the road. You do notice the road has gotten much shittier. It's deteriorating. It was cobblestones for quite some time, turning into river stones. Now it's getting into more of a rutted dirt path. It looks like the trees have just been pushed out of the way by carts for years and years. Mm. This is not a main road. Road is visibly deteriorating, as you see. You can tell this is a...
rocky road?
No.
No.
Do we see any moose tracks?
No.
If it's winter, we might have to worry about Italian ice.
Oh, plus one momentum.
Take for it. Italian ice? Okay, take it. Fuck it. Don't
Italian
argue.
Ice is the winner of that one? No. No.
The wagon starts to get into a pitted dirt path. Trees are mainly just kind of chopped down, pushed out of the way. You've definitely left the Royal Road. You are in the fields. As you're riding, you hear very loud a aku aku, and you hear a tumble.
A tumble?
A tumble. What do you do?
Is Utherug not up there anymore?
From what you can see, no.
All right.
Is the wagon still moving?
The wagon stops. It's like takes a little bit to slow down, but it definitely the horses or the brookies are a little freaked out. You hear another on the wagon.
All right.
If we look behind us, do we see Uther's like mangled corpse as it ran over him?
You can see Uther laying in the dust. There's about 3 arrows protruding from his chest.
Okay.
Cal is very pleased.
Hey, this really hurts there. I got goddamn Tawnies are here.
Uther, I'll be there in just a little bit. Cal, Nin, follow me when you're ready.
Sir.
Let's,
once more to the breach, good friends.
Indeed.
Hoda, you want to see some action?
I already have my bag ready.
All right.
And Regibald, fully equipped and feeling a little happy to be seeing some action, leaps from the cart.
All right, everybody, I need a battle order as you deploy out of the back of the wagon. Front of the wagon, however you want.
Natty 17. So we got 27.
You were the winners there.
I would hope. Like, if we lost, I'd be like, oh, shit.
I like that Uther is refereeing this. He's like, okay, you guys go first.
He's in the back.
Laying on the ground.
Is that what we win?
Yes. As you're jumping out of the cart, you see 3 Kirkin come out of the woods. They're like if wolves went back into the sea to evolve again. So kind of a vicious land otter. You know, the very smooth skin.
Do they have snouts like wolves or like otters?
They have smaller snouts. It is a condensed, almost beaver-like face.
Okay.
You can either come out from the back of the wagon or the front of the wagon.
Front, then.
Really? With the Brookie? I think Nin jumps out the back.
I want to get up in their thing's face now. That's my job.
I'm following Reg out of the front of the wagon.
All right, so we have Reg, we have Nin, and we have Cal jumping out of the front.
So there are definitely arrows in the body of Uther.
There are definitely 3 arrows sticking out of him, and he is yelling about how there are 3 arrows sticking out of him.
Okay.
God damn, Tawny shot me up. Save my Brookies.
Okay. We'll do, Uther. Just try not to bleed out or be an idiot for 5 minutes.
Hey, that guy's a doctor, right?
Not now, Uther. We're busy.
Oh, I'll be back here, I guess. I never had arrows. Oh, fuck, this hurts.
Just don't pull them out.
This is part of being a soldier. Buck up. Walk it off.
A new pot, I expect.
Around the Kirkin, you see what appears to be a yellow Tiktani with blue markings, wearing a green tunic.
What kind of bug does he represent? Does he resemble?
Wasp.
Oh, shit. Ooh,
gross.
Very much wasp-like.
Ooh, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, so...
I kill myself.
Antenna. Red appendages, blue markings, yellow body, holding a longbow.
All right.
Very most probably the person who shot at your wagon and Uther. You're not 100% sure.
It'd be a weird coincidence.
You are a cop, so maybe you should take the time to find out.
Yes, I'm going to take the time. Regibald, his blood boil, his thirst for battle is now approaching, and he knows what his job is. It's to get in the fray. So he charges with his sword drawn, his shield up, at the blue Kirkin, at the edge of the tree line.
This Kirkin has one ear.
Mm-hmm.
There is another Kirkin who is brown with white boots. And
it's... What?
As in...
They are very much disco boots.
Yes.
Okay.
There's
platforms
a little goldfish in the bottom.
With a goldfish in the bottom.
Yes. No, they are just, as you would describe an animal, having boots.
Oh, okay.
Fur that is a different color on their feet than on the rest of their
okay.
body.
Okay, we live in a fantasy world. Okay. I don't want to act like it was totally out of the pale for me to ask that question.
There are ankle boots, and then the third Kirkin has a white muzzle.
And I'm going to use a warning strike. 7.
All right, 7 does not hit.
All right.
I just want to point out, and this is not a bad thing, all three of us has begun their first battle being waylaid in caravans with dogs.
I didn't even think of that.
It's
100% a D&D trope. Everybody does it. But it's also funny.
It's also just good to like not be in a dungeon when you have your first fight as a party, so you can 100%. Always slip away.
Yeah.
As a free action, I'd like to make a strategy check to see if I can learn anything about our foes. 19.
Okay, you notice these Tiktani are not wearing full battle gear. Their clothing looks a little loose, a little worn. There's only 3 Kirkin with them. You know, there's only 2...
You say only, like, 2 people having 3 dogs is weird.
Yeah.
They're like, there should be 7 dogs.
Well, with, like, a hunting party, you'd have, like, 5, right? If you were alone.
I am very sad that I only have 2 dogs.
I don't have any dogs.
I have negative dogs.
I have cats, which is...
Negative dogs, yes.
Awesome... Awesome consolation prize.
I have cats, but no litter box, so it's a great experience.
I have a cat that pretends there isn't a litter box, so it's an even better experience. I get to go to the litter box to pick the poo up.
Forget that noise. They look a little jumbled. They're kind of rushing. Maybe they shouldn't have taken a pot shot at you. So generally you...
They probably didn't expect us to jump out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their wagon, they're just going to shoot up a wagon, and then this rolls out of it. So they are a little taken back.
Well,
the Tiktani in between the boots and white muzzle, he is going to go ahead and take a shot at Hoda because she is
very large.
Very large. Mm.
Does she have a weapon drawn?
I have my bag ready to pull the weapon.
So she's just standing there with a bag. 6.
So I have a total of 13. So that's a miss.
Whom arrow goes winging by you.
Hoda's a little irritated.
Nin, if you could join us, that would be great.
She's in the back of the wagon. She's eating some cheese. No. So she jumped. Nin jumped out of the back of the wagon, and she is going to rush around the side of the wagon, trying to keep herself a little safe, but get a good line of sight on whoever's attacking us. So she moves around. She can peek around the corner of the wagon over the top of the Brookies and sees the Kirkin that Regibald is fighting and casts Malediction on it.
This is where things get fun, boys and girls. Can we make an agreement right now where we're not going to eat intelligent species in this game at least?
We've already eaten guff.
Accidentally. It's not the same as consuming your foes.
Touche.
Part of my thing is eating the Tiktani. Like, I'm waiting for the Lion King reference.
God damn.
Slimy yet satisfying.
Why does this game bring the
slimy? Was that not the seed we were looking for before?
I guess this is part of canon.
The seed
now.
You were looking for before.
Yeah,
we'll do the definitely. We'll do the Timon and Pumbaa, Guff and Gelt.
God, that would be.
If I had made that ice Gelt, it would be perfect.
Yeah, we're putting. I'm putting.
Why were you not the Timon to my Pumbaa?
Because he invented Cal before you came along.
Is that a?
We could have cleared the savannah with a certain appeal.
Is that the breakup question? Why are we picking up? You were never really the Timon to my Pumbaa.
Okay, so she casts Shadow of Death, which it's a burst one within 10. So with that, she puts a zone just beyond where Reggie is. She gets the Kirkin with the one ear, the one with the boots, and she gets both archers, but not the third Kirkin. She's able to spread out in an area that big. Any creature that begins its turn takes a die 4 plus 3 of damage that bypasses armor.
We made that better. I forgot that we made that way better.
The Kirkin with one ear starts his turn in the zone of...
In the Shadow of Death, he has Malediction on him. So he takes a D4 plus a D6 for Malediction. That's Snake Eyes, my dudes. So it's 2 plus 3. He takes 5 damage.
That's still huge.
It's 5 damage, all of
five,
which...
5 damage that cannot be countered by armor is huge. Mm-hmm.
Does he have any barding that it bypassed?
There's nothing but sealskin.
Okay.
Ouch.
He says in his otter voice.
Kirkin.
Can't get much otter than that.
He is going to attack Regibald in front of him.
Very good.
10.
Miss.
12. Sorry.
Also miss.
All right. So Hoda moves up. So I have my bag, which is kind of like a hiker's bag. What would I be putting in the hiker's bag? But Peter Gabriel, not as flashy as you believe it. I'm kidding. It's very flashy. And has a wonderful long handle that is very ergonomic. It's ready to wreck some shit. So Hoda rushes in towards the Kirkin with one ear. And I will do Overwhelming Strike.
Sledgehammer!
You have to roll a 20 d20 first to see if you hit.
Is that this one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one with 20 sides.
Okay.
Fate. Oh, shit. 20. Okay.
Natural 20. First roll.
I was
going
to say, now we're going to have to calculate if you do hit based on your back attack bonus. No, we don't.
Nope. Well, I know this happens 1 in 20 times, okay? But this is the first time Amanda has ever rolled a d20.
I have never touched this die before.
In her life. This is a big moment, okay? I want to pause here and force you to recognize.
All right. Actually, I'm gonna recommend you stop playing right now, and then when anyone asks you about it, you're like, oh no, I have a 100% critical success rate.
I think what you said, what's my tabletop experience? I have almost played one whole game of Monopoly.
Ooh. I was on a tabletop once and there was some vodka.
Shirt was not involved.
So what this means for you,
that was
Amanda,
summer camp.
Or rather, what this means for Hoda is that you hit, period, and you deal your maximum damage that you can possibly do. So whatever your die size is, whatever you've rolled, the maximum amount.
Yeah, I have a 3d6 plus a 6.
So
yeah.
6 times 3 plus 6.
It's 18 24. Plus 6.
Alrighty, so 20. I'm hearing the number 24. That's 24.
That's by the way, three of which bypasses armor. This armor, Kirkin, possibly.
Tell us how you smash into this one-eared seal dog.
Alrighty, so I've run towards it while ready to wield, like, behind my back, and just as I approach, come up and bring Peter Gabriel down like a sledgehammer.
Your bedazzled hammer flashes through the sun, smashing this Kirkin's face in to the ground where it goes down to its knees. It is still alive, but not happy to be so.
Holy smokes. It's lived through that.
Very much, just barely.
Am I now irritated that there's, like, dog snot on
you
Peter
are
Gabriel?
Very irritated.
I'm guessing there's also like, blood. Oh, maybe yeah. A little bit of brain.
One tooth.
In fact, roll a d6.
3.
All right. Its right eye is hanging from Peter Gabriel.
Aww.
Well,
gross.
The Kirkin with the white muzzle is going to break from the group and try to circle around the back of Hoda after seeing it just demolish its friend. 11. Miss.
That's a miss.
So the Kirkin tries to bite at you, but it's hindered by your armor and whatnot.
Okay. Cal, we have them bunched up for you.
Cal is going to advance forward, come up behind Regibald. I am going to cast Invigorate on Hoda.
You have to say wum.
Do I have to say wum?
Yes.
All right, so wum, I cast Invigorate on Hoda.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
So that is a 4 damage shield for you.
Oof, that is great.
So Cal is going to cast Golden Flare in the middle of the same area that has been affected by Nin's Shadow of Death, which could affect up to 4 enemies. 11.
Did it hit anybody?
No.
Shit.
Worth a shot.
You moved it behind me, brother. We're in this together.
Indeed.
Next is the Kirkin with the boots, who starts in the zone. Josh, go ahead.
Shadow of Death, here we go. 6 damage.
Boom.
Boots is going to take an attack at Hoda.
That's a hit.
It hit.
Oh, right. Finally.
It's a natural 17.
Natty 17. 5 damage to Hoda.
Okay.
So
bite.
That would be 1. Because there's the first 4 is the Invigorate.
That's right. So the Invigorate goes away. And now do you have... Yeah, you have 1 armor.
Okay.
So you took no damage.
I took 0 damage.
Yeah.
But Invigorate is gone.
Invigorate's gone, yeah.
I'm still irritated. Hoda is still irritated.
Your armor ate that last bit that got through Invigorate.
I hate some dogs.
All right, now...
Smelly creatures.
The marksman with the second Tiktani.
starts its turn.
Starts its turn in the zone.
Oh, did the dog didn't move out of the zone? No one has moved out of the zone?
No, just attacked what was right in front of it.
This marksman takes 6 damage at the start of its turn.
He is going to move out of the zone that is obviously hurting everyone around him, and he is going to take a shot at Cal, who he can see standing up in the group there. 12?
Miss.
All right.
What do you have?
14.
Nice. That's really good.
Flies on by.
Why is your dex so high? Or is it your intelligence, isn't it?
I have 3 int and 1 dex.
That's great.
That's great.
That's really good.
All right. Reggie's looking around and looking over at Hoda and just going, Hoda, if you would just maybe take another swing at it.
No problem.
All right. Take the shot.
Okay. So that would be this one?
Last chance to quit while you're at 100%. Oh, shit.
I can't see.
18.
So 18 plus.
Natty 18.
So 23.
It hits.
So these two. Yep. And plus 6. That's 3 numbers.
Fuck.
You.
Hold on, tell the number.
Okay, I have a 6 and a 4. What did I add to that?
Another 6.
Another 6. So 16.
Check Peter Gabriel, the hammer, flies through the air, glittering in the sun as before. Maybe a little bit of glitter flies off, smashes through the skull of this Kirikin, which literally explodes into a goo, splattering those around you, to where the head is just a hole in the neck. There is gore completely covering the head of Peter Gabriel. You have killed this Kirikin beyond belief.
Now the big question is, do I move? I don't want to move into Shadow of Death at all. But then I can't use any of my reactions.
Well, there's the one that is currently behind Hoda.
Yeah.
That you could try to...
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna step into the green Kirikin behind Hoda. White muzzle Kirikin.
Mm-hmm.
And then pass my turn.
Now it is Tiktani, who is starting his turn in the shadow.
And he takes, nice.
Damn.
4 plus 3, 7 damage.
Yikes.
This is the most affecting casting of Shadow of Death we've done yet.
Because it's the only one we've casted after the change.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The Tiktani is going to retreat out of the shadow and is going to take a shot at Nin in the back there.
All right.
We take a... Is it -1 for shooting through the white muzzle?
They're not up against me,
okay.
Engaged with me, so I think it's not even an issue.
All right. 18.
Hit. Oh, no.
10 damage.
All right. That's exactly half my health. That's okay.
Ew.
I get some shit.
I go. That's what the TikTok air showed.
Okay.
It is now Nin's turn.
All right. That hurt. She goes, all right. Okay. She sidesteps away from the wagon to get a better angle. She puts Malediction on the Kirikin with the white boots as a swift action. And then as her attack action, she casts Contagion on it. Yeah, so that's going to hit. It's over 20.
It hits.
All right. And it deals... So does 9 damage to that one. And because it hit a target that has Malediction, she gets to do it again against the archer that just shot her. That is a 13 to hit.
Do you use a staff?
I do use a staff.
Okay.
Miss.
Okay. And that's Nin's turn.
So that goes to Hoda.
Challenge him, motherfucker.
Swift action.
So the challenge would be my swift action.
Mm-hmm.
As a swift action, Hoda is going to challenge the Kirikin with the boots. So I swing with Deadly Arc, which would hit boots and the white muzzle. Oh. Okay, so that's a 9. Plus a 1.
Mm-hmm. Plus 4.
So 14. It's 2d6 plus 6.
Yes.
Okay. To both targets.
Yeah. To both targets.
Roll it once and both take it.
Okay. So 15 on boots, 14 on white muzzle.
Boots is dead.
Oh, damn.
Your mighty hammer comes swinging in a deadly arc, decapitating Kirikin with the boots. The white muzzle Kirikin is going to attack Regibald.
Really?
Oof, he's in a bad spot.
He is not pleased. Nat 20.
So that misses, right, Reggie?
No, that hits, but I'm going to use All According to Kekaku.
I don't know that one.
It's a running gag. He definitely knows it, but can you read what it does?
All right. It is Trigger, an enemy hits you with a melee attack. The enemy falls for the bait, allowing you and an ally to attack at the same time. The initial attack resolves first, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so do your damage. What's the max damage?
That would be 10 to right. Regibald.
Now I'm going to make a basic melee attack. 16?
Hits.
6 damage?
Very much not nice.
Hoda, hit him.
Yes.
Is this considered a granted attack?
Yes.
All right, is. Then.
You get a plus 1 to this as yes. well.
Yay. All right, 18.
Hits.
23.
This definitely hits.
This is going all according to Kekaku. This is great.
Translator's okay. note, Kekaku means plan.
Okay, so 6 and 2.
Oh, same 14.
14. I'm really glad that I'm consistent.
Damn, Hoda is a beast.
I know.
For the third time today, Peter Gabriel flashes in the morning light. Imagine you took a watermelon, left it out in the sun 4 or 5 days, slid it between your thighs and really put some pressure on it to smash that puppy. It's basically what you do to the skull of this Kirkin. Plus 1 momentum to Liam and Amanda. Thank you for your
I love doing shit on not my turn. It's my favorite thing.
Cal?
All right. Cal is going to move, I think, just one square south to get in between Nin and Reg so that he can... I'm going to go ahead and put Invigorate on Nin.
Boom. Yes.
Thank you. Nailed it.
Cal is going to cast Golden Flare.
Hey, there's a wounded ally over here. Could you maybe use some help with that Golden Flare?
Out of reach.
Cal's going to just pretend he didn't hear a single thing, and instead he is going to turn and cast Dazzling Ray at Nin.
Sweet.
And Nin gets 3 health back.
Oh, nice.
There are 2 archers still standing with creepy red pincers and antennae all flaring in the heat of battle. Is going to take a shot at Hoda. Hoda being the closest.
And the scariest.
And definitely the scariest. Just saw 3 of his pets hand raised, beaten to death with a giant hammer. Is it beaten to death if it was all one hit?
Yeah, I think if it's a blunt object,
pop. Okay.
You're still beaten to death, yeah.
All right. 11?
I think my dodge is 13. Yep.
That's cool. And that goes back to Sergeant Regibald.
All right. Regibald is going to reel around the left of the Shadow of Death and get in the face of one of the archers. He's going to try and hit him with a warding strike.
Miss.
All right.
It is now that same archer's turn. He is going to disengage back 1 space away from Regibald and fire an arrow at Hoda. They're not happy with Hoda.
I wonder why.
That's our next Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
They're not happy with Hoda.
Unhappy with Hoda. That was a natty 6.
Miss.
Just a giant red pig. Can't hit the broad side of a barn.
Okay. Nin, feeling invigorated and slightly healed, and she puts a malediction on this guy, and the word she chooses is, you stink bug. So it's really hitting him with the hardest. Yeah.
Both barrels, baby.
Yeah.
Is that a slur?
She doesn't know.
To a Tectonia, it is.
She's trying to think of... She hasn't heard a lot of slurs. She's going to spend 3 momentum.
Josh, these creatures have mothers. Do you want to maybe...
We'll see how
change your language on?
We'll see if they have mothers after she hits them with this.
Oh, shit.
She reaches out her hand, and those wisps from the night before fly out to bridge the gap between her and this archer that just backed away from Regibald, spending 3 momentum. So that's 11, 15, 23.
Hits.
Okay. It deals 16 plus 3, deals 19 damage, and she is healed for that much.
Can you please explain how that archer dies?
The wisp of ghostly energy, necrotic, soul-stealing energy, flies out of her hands, goes over Regibald's shoulder, maybe a little precariously, buzzed his tower a little bit, and when it touches the archer, it hits him, center mass, climbs up to his face, and sucks his soul out of his mouth, and then she puts her palm up to her mouth and just drinks it up.
Plus 2 momentum. That was gross.
Lifesteal. It's not. Oh, it doesn't. It's not doesn't contagion. Take, oh, okay. Nope. Contagion is a casted spell.
Hoda.
I challenge the remaining archer. I hear you stink bug. And with that, it's overwhelming strike, right?
If you want to, yeah.
Sure.
You could do Helmet Splitter. He's the final guy.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. He is remaining, so we'll do Helmet Splitter. Is 12.
13 to hit?
Yes.
Miss.
Oof. No!
Okay, so Cal has, I believe, just enough speed to put the last remaining archer between himself and Hoda, but one square back. So Cal moves behind the archer, effectively cutting off his ability to retreat from Hoda. As a swift action, invigorate himself.
Make the noise.
Whom.
There we go.
And I guess he's going to attack with Prayer Strike. Natural one.
What is your weapon?
Pike.
That is a crit.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Piercing weapon.
I love that moment where you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I forgot about that entirely. Thank you, Josh.
Ooh, that one.
It's 12 damage.
12 damage was exactly what that archer had remaining on his bones.
All right.
Describe the destruction.
So Cal, he charges forward to flank the archer, and when he gets up behind him, he skids to a stop, pivots on his back foot, and just drives the pike forward with everything he has straight into the archer's back.
You said you wanted kebabs. Sorry, it's grizzly after, you know.
Yeah, you sucked the soul out of a dude. That was...
I actually did mention that I got 5 more hit points because he died as a result of my spell. Oh. And I'm a bat. they have vampiric heritage.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
What is going on?
You see all the bodies start to shimmer and stand back up, twice as strong as they were before.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hoda took no damage.
Zero.
Zero damage.
Is there still an eyeball hanging from your hammer?
Yes, it's now in my pocket as my trophy.
Is that the seed that you're talking about?
Cal, I do believe there is a companion who you might want to check in on.
I'm fine.
Cal begrudgingly trudges over to Uther and heals him mostly. There, this should get you back on your feet, Lieutenant.
Uther is 93.5% dead.
So
due
mostly
to time
dead,
in the arrows. Mostly
partly
dead.
Partly alive.
Are you gonna finish all that blood?
I don't need it anymore. It won't go back in.
Was he reduced to zero?
No.
Okay.
He has 3 large arrows protruding from his guts.
Cal fixed him.
Cal?
You gotta yank him out. You gotta do medicine checks, probably.
All right, so how does that work? Do it be D20 plus 5 to see if I can pull him out without killing him?
What are your talents, though?
Steady hands, diagnose, and unflappable. So, I mean, steady hands
would
be
useful
there.
I think steady hands, yeah.
Yeah, I think all those comply.
Roll twice.
What do you
5.
Think would be the DC check?
Okay. 15.
All right.
To do it without...
Killing him?
No, just hurting him further.
Hurting him. So 15, he can do it without hurting him further. Over 20, he does it without killing him.
So he's already dead.
Wait,
he's like, better save these arrows.
Yeah. You never know when you need to make kebabs.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, so that is a 17, 22, and a 7. I personally vote the 7, but 22.
That hits, and he is still alive. You were able to remove the 3 arrows from his chest and get him into the wagon. Hey, I'm sorry I can't drive. I got some holes in my guts, but the Brookies know the way. This road will lead us straight to the fort. It'd be great if we could get there before I die, but you know, I don't want to inconvenience everyone. Everyone has troubles.
You'll be just fine, Lieutenant. I will see to that. Rest assured.
Thank you there, Corporal. I appreciate it.
Cal, look, I know I've never done anything like this before, okay? But, like, if he gets worse, can you just... I'd like to try to see if I could do that kind of magic on him. Just whenever, like, with your help, if you think I'd give it a shot.
I think that's a splendid idea, my dear.
Peter, Cal, you have a mother?
Logically, yes.
Well, Cal, I have a mother, and I'd appreciate if you didn't let that one operate on me Like a soul.
I won't charge you.
That's not what I was worried about so much as your weird death magic.
I've never been given the opportunity to learn the nice stuff. And I feel just trust. It doesn't have to happen now. Just think about it.
Uther, practice makes perfect.
Well, you got me there, and I don't want to be rude.
She is quite a powerful mage, Uther. She might surprise you, or she might kill you. Frankly, I'm content either way, but did give you my word you would make it alive, so I will do my best not to let her kill you.
Where I'm from, we don't say this very much. I don't like you.
I almost spit my drink out.
It was in my direction.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Is there anything on the bodies of the two Tectoni that like a map or any correspondence?
Investigatory.
Yes.
Use your
5.
Well, look around to use awareness to just kind of get a sense of are we missing anything that we should otherwise be seeing outside of that, whether looking over the bodies. Mm-hmm. That is 14.
You can tell from the way they attacked that this was not planned out very well.
Mm.
This was supposed to be a hit and run that did not go as planned.
They saw one guy on a covered wagon, and then 4 marshals jumped out.
Then they saw their pets basically smashed into bone dust.
Well, 3 marshals jumped out and a murder beast.
Glitter hammer.
It's like Captain America shows up with Hawkeye and Black Widow, and then the Hulk comes out.
I mean, Thor would be the better get, but sure.
You don't really see anything missing.
Do they have loose change in their pockets?
No. They have gear like they're on a hunt. They are definitely sleeping outside.
Uther, can you tell me what happened?
I was driving the wagon there, and I heard the old aku-aku noise they like to make. I figured to myself, uh-oh. And then these 3 arrows appeared in my guts, and I'm just glad I'm not dead. I'm glad you guys aren't dead. What were they, can you bring me their headdress there?
Headdress?
They should be wearing a headdress if they're warriors.
Nin, can you grab a headdress?
What?
A headdress.
Okay.
From one of the Tectoni.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't fashion one.
Oh.
There is no headdress on the...
Okay.
The boss is not, they're not, not wearing any.
No headdress?
None. They got antenna?
I don't think that counts. Good job, though, Nin.
Thanks, boss.
There doesn't appear to be a headdress, no.
And he just starts, laughing upset at himself. Yeah, these were kids. They were out to get their, to earn their warriorship. Probably just killing me and taking the, they like to take the Sinaka flags. So you bring one of them Sinaka flags back, I'm sure that'll make you a warrior. I guess they didn't bargain for you guys being in the back of the wagon there.
Cal, just based on social issues, you should probably ride up front with me.
That's probably a good idea, sir. I will follow your lead.
If he takes a turn for the worst, you could always pop back in and finish the job.
I got it.
All right.
I can do it.
And,
Nin has everything well under control, I believe. Reg, my old friend, did I understand correctly that we just murdered a bunch of Tectoni children?
Well, I would maybe consider them young adults, perhaps.
This is going swimmingly so far, then.
You just hear him and Uther in the background, these damn tiny, they're vicious animals. They gotta be, just put them down, that's what I say.
Nin is cradling his head in her lap, running her sharpened fingernails along his cheek.
He's like, it's okay, just try not to speak, you gain your strength. But did you even bring a weapon on this trip?
He's got a sword.
You poor man. You poor man.
I think I was a little thrown by this experience here.
Yeah. Well, you're also thrown from the wagon.
You know what, you guys? I think you're the best squad I've ever led. And I just appreciate everything you've done here today. Yes, there, sir.
That is where I draw the line. These are my soldiers under my command.
Yeah, and then you're under my command, right?
No, sir.
Oh.
Chain of command does not work that way.
Huh. You guys are like a different part of the army.
Yes, very much so.
We're very different.
Yeah. Can we get to the fort? Because you've got two doctors that both seem to want to kill me.
You hear that? I'm a doctor.
Yes, Nim, you're a lovely doctor.
Plus four momentum for everyone.
Whoosh.
That was a good one. Sergeant Regibald gets the Brookies in order. The wagon disappears down the trail on their way to Fort Odorax.
Yay!
Thank you for sticking around with us. As always, you can reach out to us on our Patreon. That's our preferred method of communicating with you. It's easier for us. And that's patreon.com/RPGFS. At the $1 tier, you get the cutting room floor. $2, you get character sheets. $5, you get the rule books. $10, you get to make characters for our games that we as GMs have to use.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
Or you can find us on Twitter at the Homebrew Hombres. That's Homebrew Hombres, not Homebrew Hombre.
So thank you, everybody. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.